Maybe they'll name a hurricane after us.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
And good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you here live at Center Court at the arena in Binghamton. It is the New York State Class B Girls Basketball Regional Round. And we are excited to bring this game to you today here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. The champs of Section 4 Norwich against the champs of Section 3 General Brown. And I'm bringing in my Norwich expert again today, Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull. Rich, a week later, here we are again. I'm excited for this one.
I'm surprised they had us back. I thought we ate all the chicken tenders last week and they'd kick us out of this place. Well, here we are again. It's exciting. We're glad to be here, and boy, I can't wait to see this game, Nate.
Yeah, we have taken the hospitality room by storm. Anything they put in there, we've tried to bring back to the table here, that's for sure.
But it is not safe.
No, it's not safe. So we want to take a quick break here. When we come back, Rich has really done his homework this week, not only on Norwich, but also on General Brown. We have a lot to talk about here on our Butler Auto pregame show. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're live at Center Court at the arena today. Just a note, we are also going to be giving you South Courtright boys updates. They tip at 4 o'clock. This game tips at 3:30. SK is in the regionals today down in Section 9, playing at SS Seward High School near Middletown, and they are playing against Chapel Field. So we're going to do our best to keep you posted on both of these games here today. So we'll be right back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It is Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull with you here. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Norwich against General Brown. And Rich, you know, we're watching General Brown warm up here, the champs of Section 3. A little bit taller than I think we both expected. I know Norwich coming in has said they're really going to have to work on rebounding the basketball here. This is a game that, I mean, it's 50-50. Flip a coin. It's going to be very interesting here, Rich.
I was walking through the backcourt area before the game, and I was walking by the General Brown team, and I said to myself exactly that, Nate. They're a little bigger than I thought they were. I watched a few of their games on tape this week, and I am pleasantly surprised how big they are, and I think that's going to be a challenge that Norwich is going to have to overcome.
I think from what I have done in my research and talking to people, the Norwich pressure, which we always talk about, they love the full court press, they love to get up and down the floor, that's their advantage today. If General Brown can get into the half court, I'm told they're very crisp, they can execute very well, they have that size, and I am told that if there is a team that is as scrappy as Norwich, it's this General Brown team. They get on the floor, they hustle, they scrap, so that's going to be very interesting with those two styles here today.
So everybody was telling me how these teams are very similar. I actually, when I was watching them, I thought they were very opposite. I thought General Brown's a little bit bigger. I think we're a little bit smaller. I think that they want to play in the half court, like you said, and I think we want to play in the full court. I think if this becomes a half court game, that's not a game Norwich wants. If it's a full court pressure game, it's going to be a game that Norwich wants. I think they're actually pretty opposite. They, Norwich likes to get out and go. They like to slow it down. I don't think we rebound as well as they do. I think that we steal the ball a little bit better than them. I think this is a game of opposites personally, but, yeah, hey, you never know.
A couple interesting things that I always think about. A team that isn't used to playing Norwich, hasn't played Norwich before, how do they deal with the pressure when Norwich turns up the heat in the kitchen? And how does the team do when they come to the arena for the first time? This is a big open cave. It can be hard to shoot with the depth perception here. Some teams come in and they're great at it. Other teams struggle. We've seen that over the years. How will that play out today?
That's exactly it for Norwich, right? They've been here several times. Many of the girls on the Norwich team have played in this arena several times, not even just last game, but in the past few years they've played here. It's a tough place to play. It certainly is. And then the other thing is they had to drive 2.5 hours to get here. They're from Dexter, New York. That's way up by Watertown. Norwich is used to the trip. They travel to Binghamton every single week, twice a week usually, to play down here. This is like business, old business for Norwich. I think that might be the difference maker, possibly, in the game.
You know, Norwich shot very, very well in the Section 4 championship game last Sunday here against Shenango Valley. You know, Shenango Valley said, hey, we're going to leave Emily Evans open from the outside and dare her to shoot. She hit the first two threes of the game. I'm interested to see what the Lions from General Brown do for a game plan here. How do they attack this Norwich team defensively?
So the games I saw of General Brown, they like to play 2-3 zone. When you play 2-3 zone against Norwich, you have to pick your poison. Who are you going to leave open? Shenango Valley did the same thing last week. They left Emily Evans wide open. She hit three threes to start the game. So they have to pick their poison. Are they going to leave Margaret Dewar open? Are they going to leave Emily Evans open? Are they going to leave Mackenzie Hess open? Are they going to leave Olivia Schiraldi open? Good luck. They got to figure it out.
Yeah, this will be very interesting as the horn sounds. We are coming up on the time for starting lineups, and both teams will be introduced. I love how they do the non-starters and the starters at these big games. The winner of this will move on to the New York State Class B Girls Basketball Final Four. And the winner of this will be playing next Saturday up at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, Saturday afternoon. I believe the time is 2:15. We'll confirm with that before we get off the air here tonight. And if Norwich wins, would this be the first time, Rich, that a girls' team has made the Final Four?
Norwich has won the section 5 times and never got past this round, so you are correct, Nate. This will be the first time going to the Final Four if they get past this game today.
You know, and these girls won the section and did not get a chance to go to the regional because of the COVID pandemic. And then a lot of these girls were also on the team that lost to South Jefferson 2 years ago in regionals. So, you know, they've been wanting to get back to this game, not only to avenge that loss from 2 years ago, but they didn't even get to play the last time that they won the section. So I think there's a lot on the table here today for Norwich. We're going to take a break. Again, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Both teams are going to get their starting lineups out of the way, and we will tip off between Norwich and General Brown. The Purple Tornado here against the Lions of General Brown in the state tournament. Live from the arena in Binghamton, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're ready for the tip-off here. We'll get you those starters in just a minute. And here's the opening tip. General Brown is going to win this. They're going to be going right to left on your radio dial. They'll bring it down the floor to set up shop. A jumper here from the high post. Rattles in and out. A rebound for Emily Evans of Norwich. And Norwich is in the home white with the purple trim. They'll bring it down the floor going left to right. And General Brown is in the navy blue with the gold trim here today. Norwich with the basketball. Here's Dewar. Tries to go far side for Emily Evans. That three is blocked. And then, boy, bodies hitting the floor here. Both teams getting after it. General Brown comes away. Again, we'll have those starters for you in just a minute when we get a break here. Lions down the floor, up off the glass. Can't get a shot. Rebound opportunity is up and good for Carissen Fields. And General Brown leads 2-0. Hess back down the floor. Far side for Maddie Morris as we're underway in the New York State, I should say, Class B Girls Regional Contest live in Binghamton. Here is Dewar, skips across, finds Morris, back out to Hess. Now to Dewar, pump fakes on that, skips it across to the left side for Maddie Morris. Little runner in the paint is good for Maddie Morris, and we're tied at 2. And breakneck pace back down the floor for the Lions. They're looking to run. They miss a layup there. It's going to roll out of bounds. We'll get you the starters first here for Norwich. A senior number 1, Maddie Morris. A senior number 10, Emily Evans. A senior number 13, Margaret Dewar. Junior number 23, Cameron Van Houten. And senior number 24, Mackenzie Hess. And a foul on Emily Evans. And the inbounds play here will get the General Brown starters real quick. A junior number 10 at Lily Dupe. A junior number 11, Corey Nichols. A senior number 12, Carissen Fields. A junior number 21, Ainsley Fuller. And a senior number 22, Emma Dupe. General Brown with the basketball again. We're tied up at 2. A 3 for the Lions from the right side. Rattles in. And Nichols hit that from that far side. And that gives General Brown a 5-2 lead. Rich, what are you seeing here in the early going?
So General Brown's very active on their zone. A lot more active than Norwich is used to, especially in the last game versus Shenango Valley. They extend it very well. They got their hands up. It's pretty intense out here right now. That's what I'm picking up on it.
Yeah, General Brown, as advertised, very scrappy team. Norwich with the basketball on the left side. Here is Hess. Tries to go to the high post for Cameron Van Houten. Ball is knocked away. Van Houten gets it back. Evans has to chase it into the backcourt, and we're going to have an over and back. Coach Bennett not happy. He thought it was tipped, and it's going to go back to General Brown with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. It's General Brown leading Norwich 5-2 here in Binghamton.
I'm not going to agree with Coach Bennett here, but I'm going to agree with Coach Bennett here. It appears that they missed something here. I thought they tipped it as well. But Norwich gets the over and back call, so we're going to see a little defense from the Purple Tornado.
And so General Brown will get it in. Again, they're in the navy blue with the white and the gold trim. They are the Lions here today. They'll feed one down low. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Maddie Morris. Boy, really tough defense by both sides so far here, Rich.
Very physical game. Very physical game so far, and they're going to have to fight through it. That might not be a game Norwich wants to play because we don't have a lot of bench players.
Lions will look to get it in to Corey Nichols. Ball rolls out of bounds. Is going to stay with General Brown. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. 5-2 our score. General Brown leading Norwich. Again, the SK boys tip at 4 o'clock. We're going to get you those updates once that game starts down in Section 9. And here is General Brown to the high post. Little pump fake. Up and under. A shot. And no, it's going to be a block call here on Emily Evans. And the call's not going the way of Norwich to start here.
That is a very tough call for Norwich because that gives Emily Evans 2 fouls early on. She was the girl that got a lot of points for the Purple Tornado to start the game last game. Her in foul trouble is not a good omen for Norwich.
Yeah, that's a tough break here for the Purple Tornado. They're going to have to be careful. Lions will have the ball on the baseline. They're looking to get it in. They do underneath. Shot rolls off the front of the rim. A rebound ripped out of there by Carissen Fields. Again, they'll bang it into the high post, kick it back out. Another three is good here for Fields. Fields with 5 points, and General Brown leads 8-2 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Pass here to the high post for Cameron Van Houten. We got a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Norwich. Olivia Schiraldi now checking in for the Purple Tornado.
So with Cameron Van Houten coming out here, Emily's going to go to the high post. But with Emily Evans with two fouls, she's our best rebounder too. It's going to be tough to rebound and be aggressive out here. This is not going well for Norwich.
Pass to the far side for Schiraldi. Tough start here for Norwich. Let's see if they can recover. Dewar with a baseline drive. Got stripped of the ball. Goes to Schiraldi. Little up and underneath. Knocked out of there. Into the corner. Schiraldi chasing it. And it's going to go to General Brown. And, boy, they are just so active on defense.
You can't get a clean shot against General Brown right now. This is going to be a tough one for Norwich so far.
5.5 to go in the first quarter. General Brown will get it into the backcourt. And they'll look to bring it down the floor. They get to midcourt. It's knocked away by Schiraldi. Then Dewar comes out of there with the basketball. We're going to have a reach-in foul here on General Brown. 5:20 to go in the first. Norwich trailing 8-2.
In order for Norwich to be successful, they got to be able to get in their press and make baskets. But if you can't make baskets against General Brown, we can't get into our press. And that's the MO of Norwich.
Here is Norwich trying to settle in on offense here, live at the arena in Binghamton today. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here. Rich is the Norwich athletic coordinator. Glad to have him along. Here's Mackenzie Hess for a three. Boy, rattled in and out. Schiraldi can't get the rebound. Boy, that was halfway down for Norwich, and it wouldn't go. Lions get it back to midcourt, and they'll set it up. General Brown leading Norwich 8-2. They'll work it to the inside, and a layup is up and good off the glass. There for Carissen Fields.
See, right there, Emily Evans can't contest like she wants to contest because she's got two fouls. The game plan is working perfectly for General Brown.
10-2 at the moment. Here is Evans. Takes it down low. A layup on the left side won't go. They don't get a call, and General Brown looking to run in transition. Up off the glass, and a foul here on Schiraldi in transition. 4.5 to go in the first, and Norwich trails 10-2.
Just can't get in the press. Norwich can't get in the press. They can't get into their offense and getting quick, easy baskets. That would have been a really nice basket by Mackenzie Hess if that one went down. She didn't have to score a lot last game, but she might have to score today.
Yeah, that three ball was halfway down, popped out. And the Norwich crowd, a little stunned here to start this ball game, as General Brown at the line. First shot won't go here for Carissen Fields. And we talked about the size of this General Brown team. Tall, lanky, and physical. And it's paid off so far. Second shot at the line is good here for Fields. She goes 1 out of 2, and it's 11-2 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Hess across the midcourt timeline. Now goes to Maddie Morris. For Hess, to the right side for Dewar, knocked away, but she gets it back. Dewar is fouled, and boy, this is going to be another one on Fields. I think this is two on her with 4:15 to go in the first. And Norwich trailing 11-2, trying to weather the early storm here. And now Fields is going to have to come out of the game. She's their leading scorer so far.
So now General Brown's extending their zone out a little bit because Emily Evans is at the foul line, so they can extend out and guard more of the shooters.
Norwich with the basketball again going left to right. They'll get it into the paint. Here's Hess down low, knocked out of bounds, going to stay with the Purple Tornado. And again, they trail 11-2 here in the early going. And on the baseline, Norwich will look to get it in. And they do to Margaret Dewar. Pump fakes on the baseline, takes it in. Shot off the glass, won't go. Schiraldi chasing for a rebound, out of bounds, going back to General Brown.
Here comes the press. Let's see if they can get a steal and a quick layup out of the press here.
Yeah, Norwich has really not had much of a chance to get into their full court pressure here. General Brown looking to break it, and Norwich is going to get a steal. Here's Hess kicking one off now for Emily Evans. A shot high off the glass, won't go. A lot of physical play, and now another steal by Hess, but General Brown takes it back. It's chaos at midcourt. Here's Evans with a steal. Gets it back to Hess. Pull-up jumper, no, and a rebound for General Brown. Boy, the lid is on the rim right now, and General Brown's going to take a timeout. 3:40 to go in the first. It's General Brown 11 and Norwich 2. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Norwich trails General Brown 11-2 with 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Nate Law and Rich Turnbull with you here. And, boy, this has been tough, Rich.
So my first reaction here is General Brown's actually handling the pressure very, very well. Usually a lot of the teams that Norwich plays, you know, in the regular season get very intimidated by their press. General Brown is not intimidated at all, and they are almost taking it right at Norwich. I've heard a lot of times coaches say in the past, in order to beat a good team like Norwich, you got to play their style of game, and General Brown's playing their style of game, Nate.
Yeah, they really are, and even the one turnover on the press, General Brown just kind of dribbled it off their own leg, and Norwich took advantage. But boy, this General Brown team, tall, lanky, and with Emily Evans being in a little bit of foul trouble, those two fouls for Norwich puts them in a tough spot right off the bat here.
It was a very good timeout there by their coach, too, to settle everything down for General Brown, and let's see how they come out.
Norwich coming with the full court pressure, and the Lions will break it as they go right to left. A little baseline drive here for the Lions. They'll kick it back out and into the corner. A three ball here is too long. Rebound underneath. Schiraldi couldn't get it. Off the glass and good here for Madeline Ferris off the bench. And General Brown leads 13-2. Here is Hess across the midcourt timeline. Norwich still trying to settle in this first quarter. They have a big hole to dig out of already. Norwich to the far side here. Hess is going to give this one to Emily Evans. Into the paint. Evans takes it inside. A lot of contact. She forced that shot. It was well off the mark and a rebound for the Lions. Back down the floor for General Brown. Ball gets stuck between the rim and the glass, so that'll bring up a whistle with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 13-2, Norwich is behind.
Another thing that's really impressive right now with General Brown is, you know, if you watch a lot of Syracuse games, they always talk about, the commentators always talk about Syracuse being able to get back and set up their zone. General Brown is getting back and setting up their 2-3 zone, and it's really given Norwich a lot of fits right now. Norwich, I don't think, has gotten a clean shot all game. Very similar to the Syracuse zone that the General Brown's playing.
Yeah, they really haven't. And I've noticed, you know, when Norwich tries even just a simple pass that is there 99 times out of 100, right now it's getting tipped as General Brown is just, you know, really tough on D. They're going to try a three. This is General Brown with the ball, a deep three. No good. Schiraldi has the rebound go through her hands, and the Lions get it back. Little pass to the interior here, knocked away, and the Lions will get it back again, up off the glass, and good for Ferris. And if they can get to the ball to the high post, they are very effective. They lead 15-2. Pass to the high post for Van Houten, who's back into the game now for Norwich. Here to Flanagan, now back to Hess. Norwich looking for options. They seem a little puzzled at the moment. Hess pump fakes, goes to Flanagan on the right side, pumps one across now for Schiraldi to Hess. And a double team for Flanagan into the corner for three. No, it was well off the mark again. Norwich cold shooting the basketball. General Brown with a rebound. Back down the floor here for Dupuy. Dupuy into the corner looking for Nichols. Work one back up top here for Emma Dupuy. Dupuy with the basketball. We hit 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And into the left wing corner once again for Corey Nichols. Top of the key. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Lions want another three with 6 seconds to go on the shot clock. It's off the mark. Schiraldi with a rebound to the left side. See if Norwich can get something going here, trailing 15-2 late in the first quarter. Here's Margaret Dewar with a little up and under. And shot is off the mark and no good. Both players going hard to the floor here. General Brown has really been trying to take some charges in this early going. They haven't gotten the calls, though.
There is a lot of contact all over the court. Both teams are playing really, really hard. Just the difference of the game right now is General Brown's defense is just smothering Norwich. Every time that Norwich gets the ball to the high post, there's three girls on them, and then Cameron Van Houten or Emily Evans or whoever's at the high post can't turn around and even get the ball out to the shooters. It's this General Brown defense is daunting.
And so this will send Margaret Dewar to the line. Her first shot is up and good for Norwich. They trail 15-3. With 1:40 to go in the first quarter. And if you're Norwich right now, it's all about the in-game adjustments. Be very interested to see what Coach Josh Bennett and his staff can come up with here to try to get some of the girls some open looks here. Dewar's second shot at the line is good. Maybe that'll help. Makes it 15-4 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter, and now a foul on Norwich back down the floor. Schiraldi with a reach-in. That's her second foul on Schiraldi. And as you said, Rich, this Norwich team doesn't exactly have the deepest bench in the world, so they're going to have to be careful with those players already playing with two fouls in the first quarter with 90 seconds to go. 15-4 the score. General Brown on top. Norwich looking for a stop. Ball rolls out of bounds, going back to the Purple Tornado. This would be big with a minute 26 to go in the first if they could get a bucket here on this possession.
Norwich consistently only plays two girls off their bench, so with foul trouble, it's going to be really a game of adjustments and a game of substitutions. Like right now, Coach Bennett's going the offensive substitution with Emily Evans.
So Evans comes back in. She'll have to be careful. Hess down the floor. Norwich, not a lot of clean looks so far. Again, trailing 15-4. What can they do on this possession? They go to Hess. Dials up a three. In and out. Rebound for Evans. Pulls one back out. Wants to find Hess in the land of the trees, and she scores.
That's a great pass by Emily Evans and a great cut by Mackenzie Hess. It's a good bucket there. See what they can do.
Makes it 15-6. Back down the floor. General Brown is getting down the floor extremely quickly, and they draw a foul here as Norwich couldn't get back in time. And Ainsley Fuller will be headed to the line for the Lions.
They certainly have prepped for this Norwich press. You could tell they aren't fazed by it. They know it's coming. They're expecting it. They're well coached.
And, of course, we don't see General Brown every day, but they have an army of substitutes over there on the bench if they need to use. Seems like they're not afraid to use them so far, and Fuller gets the first shot at the line, makes it 16-6.
There is no girls basketball players left in Dexter, New York today.
Second shot at the line, in and out, rebound for Van Houten. So a minute to go in the first quarter, Norwich girls trailing General Brown, 16-6. And across midcourt is Mackenzie Hess. Hess finds Schiraldi. The right corner back out. Hess for three. No, off the left side of the rim. Rebound underneath for Flanagan. Out for M. Evans. In and out. Rebound, General Brown. And the threes are not falling today for Norwich. Ball on the floor. Going to be a kick ball there. And it's going to stay with the Lions with 41 seconds to go first quarter.
That looked like a travel to me, but that's why I'm over here with you, Nate.
Just a reminder, that South Courtright boys game starts at 4 o'clock, and we'll try to get you as many updates as we can from that game. I know we have a lot of SK people who could not go that want to be following along. So we'll get you those. South Courtright plays Chapel Field today in the Class D regionals for the boys. And it's going to be a 10-second call here on General Brown just as they got to midcourt. So 33 seconds to go in the first. Norwich trailing 16-6.
That's usually a good sign for Norwich when they get a couple 10-second calls. That usually means that they're in their game plan. That's what Norwich looks for. And now it gives them a chance to sub in. We're going to have the regular five starters for this last 33 seconds of the half.
Van Houten comes in. Dewar comes in. Can Norwich get a bucket here and get this back to single digits? Would certainly do a world of good for their confidence, I would think. Here is Maddie Morris to the left side. Again, Norwich in the white with the purple trim going left to right. We're going to have a kick here by the Lions, and they are very active on defense. Normally we're saying that about Norwich. Corey Nichols got a foot in the lane there and kicked it.
Their zone is very long, and it's very aggressive. It's given fifth to Norwich right here.
So Norwich will get it in. They'll go to the left side of the floor here for Maddie Morris. Steps through, gets it to Hess, dials up a three. It's off to the right side. And a rebound for General Brown with 17 seconds to go. Evans has got to be careful there. A little bit of a body. General Brown escapes back down the floor. They're going to take it all the way to the rim. Bodies colliding everywhere. We got a charge. General Brown can't believe it with 9 seconds to go here. First quarter. And General Brown leading 16-6.
That's a good call for Norwich. They needed one. The one thing I will notice, I've noticed from General Brown is it looks like they're letting Mackenzie Hess shoot today. Last game against Chenango Valley, it appeared that they were letting Emily Evans shoot. Today it looks like the General Brown, the Lions, are going to let Mackenzie Hess have her way with the ball.
Hess's first one rattled in and out. Since then, she's been a little off. Let's see what she gets here. Down to 5 seconds. They go to Maddie Morris for a three. No rebound. Evans puts it up. A lot of contact. It goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Norwich with under a second to go, as that shot was partially blocked.
Wow, there's a lot of contact.
Yeah, both ways, too. You know, you can't.
Everywhere, yeah.
I think both sides would have maybe some questions. Norwich will look to get it in. They get to Maddie Morris, a three at the buzzer, no. End of the first quarter, 16-6, General Brown leading Norwich. We'll be back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabinet stains. Barnard sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in the at the arena in Binghamton. Norwich girls trailing General Brown 16-6. New York State Class B girls regional round. A winner will go to the state final four next weekend at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. So here we go. Norwich with the basketball to start the second quarter again. Down by 10. See what they can get into here. Here's Dewar for three off the mark. Rebound. Emily Evans chasing it down. Tries to save it in and does to McKenzie. Has great hustle there by Evans. Hess keeps it alive, and those shots are going to have to try to fall here for Norwich if they want to get back in this game. They go to Maddie Morris, dials up a three, and hits it. Maddie Morris needed that one.
That's a big one for Norwich. Maddie's been struggling a little bit with injury, and that's a big shot for Norwich.
Now General Brown throws it out of bounds as they try to break the press. Norwich with a little momentum, the crowd coming alive at 16-9.
Yeah, let's see what Norwich can do with it. If they get a bucket here, it's a whole new game again.
Still a lot of basketball left to be played as the Purple Tornado trailed by double digits, trying to slice back into it here in this regional contest. Maddie Morris skips it across now for Dewar. Dewar into the paint, little up and under, and boy, it's out of bounds going back to General Brown. And the officials have really let it go both ways. I don't have a problem with that, but I think a lot of people are upset with it.
The entire arena is quiet, thinking, how is that not something? That was something. I mean, that was something, Nate.
Lions with the ball, and they come across midcourt here to Fields. As General Brown again in the navy blue with the gold and white trim, they try a three from the outside, and it is good for Corey Nichols, and she has 6 points. Makes it 19-9.
And the momentum shifts right back.
And Norwich tries to go to the high post to Emily Evans. She's knocked from behind. There's a foul here on the Lions.
See, that's the right call. That is a foul, but if you're not going to call all the contact underneath the basket, that seems like a very, I don't know, strange call.
Yeah, it's tough. And we try not to get on the officials here on the air. Of course, we know this is an Oneonta board crew here today. So.
I apologize to all the officials out there, but I am a coach by nature sometimes.
And, I do give them the benefit of the doubt more than most. I am a ref defender. So here is M. Evans for three straight away. No. Ball's going to get knocked out, and General Brown with a rebound. It's 19-9. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Lions across midcourt, knocked out of bounds by Emily Evans. Great hustle by her.
I wouldn't say the referee calls have gone either Norwich or General Brown's way. I would say it's just been a very physical game. It just seems very odd.
I got my usual text from our boss, Craig Stevens. He always has something to say about these games. A shot inside for General Brown is good for Carissa Fields, and she has 10 points, makes it 21-9. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Norwich with the ball going left to right. Here's Dewar to the interior for Hess. On the baseline, it's knocked away. Stolen by General Brown. Back down the floor. And a breakaway layup is good for the Lions. Carissa Fields with 12, and General Brown has grabbed the momentum back. They lead 23-9. 6:20 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And so General Brown continues to lead Norwich 23-9 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Rich, this General Brown team really has it all. And Norwich felt like they had some momentum, cut it to 7, and then a big run by the Lions.
You know, when I was watching them on tape, they they didn't have one girl that stood out. They just looked like a really good all-rounded team, and that's what I see out here right now. I don't see one girl that's standing out. They just play very well.
And here is Evans to the high post, and we're going to have another foul there at the high post on the Lions. Again, our score 23-9, and so Norwich will have the ball on the baseline. This is Mackenzie Hess. And Norwich is going to have to hope that those shots start to fall, much like they did in the Section 4 championship game a week ago against Shenango Valley. Purple Tornado with the ball. They go to Hess at the high post. Back out to Hess now onto the far side. Ball out of bounds. Flanagan wasn't in the corner in time, and it's going back to General Brown.
So General Brown's overplaying every passing lane. So you could see the Norwich girls are trying to back up, but just the timing is off right now for Norwich.
Lions will get it in. Here comes the pressure. They beat it again. They got numbers if they can hurry. They'll get a breakaway layup here, and it's good for Madeline Ferris, and they have been prepared for the press here.
Norwich is going to have to think about, is the press worth it at this point?
25-9, General Brown on top of Norwich. Here is Evans. Tries to split two defenders. Lost it. Going to be a kick here on the Lions. Again, 5:40 to go in the second quarter, and Norwich down 25-9. The sea of purple and white across from us, frustrated at the moment.
And as soon as I say that, Coach Bennett puts them into 2-3 zone.
So let's see if the change in defense helps Norwich here, trying to make an in-game adjustment with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Lions with the basketball. They work it to the interior. Hess almost stole it, but it does get through. A shot here for General Brown. No good. Dewar with a rebound. Norwich back down the floor. Dewar tried to go over the top. It was knocked away. There's that length that the Lions have. High post for Evans. Splits two defenders, takes it to the rim, missed the left-handed layup. And General Brown back down the floor. Looking to set up shop here as they go right to left. Nichols into the corner, will float one back up top for Fuller. Now into the left corner here, a little pump fake to the high post. They'll kick it out right side, Lions with another three, too strong. Rebound is up off the glass and good for Corey Nichols.
This is not the game plan that Norwich wanted. They wanted to play, have a full court, go at them the whole game. But now we're playing half court. This is right what General Brown wanted.
Here's Dewar, takes it in. Kiss off the glass is good for her. And the foul. So Margaret Dewar is going to head to the line with Norwich trailing 27-11, 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Schiraldi back in, Flanagan to the bench. And this has been tough here for Norwich in the first half.
I just got told by one of my confidants on Twitter, just let the refs have it. Just be consistent and let the refs have it.
Dewar to the line here will settle in. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play, and she hits it. So Dewar has five, and Maddie Morris has five to lead Norwich so far as they trail 27-12 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Ball is knocked away here, and Dewar with a steal for Norwich, trying to take it the length of the floor. Shot no good. Evans can't get the rebound. Ball knocked out of bounds. Dewar a little slow to get up here. Both teams have been on the floor a lot, Rich.
Margaret's been kind of a little, looks like her left leg has been hurting her a little bit today, but she's fighting through it. She's had some big baskets for Norwich so far. She's fighting through it. Good for her. Norwich just doesn't look very finessed around the basket. Like, not even their layups are close right now. They got to get under control underneath the basket and make the little easy ones here.
And so Norwich will get it in. As they go left to right, they trail 27-12 with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. A bounce to the right side for Dewar. Now back up top for Hess. Into the right wing corner for Maddie Morris. Morris finds Emily Evans. Little up and under here, blocked out of bounds. Going back to General Brown, and Norwich continues to be frustrated on the interior here. Just nothing has come easy on the interior. When they have had an open look, it just hasn't gone down either.
I feel like the Norwich spacing's off a little bit, too. Like, they don't seem as well spaced as they usually are in their offensive set.
Going to have a jump ball on General Brown. Arrow will keep it with General Brown as they tried to take it inside.
The last time Norwich was down on the court, I felt like they were very bunched up on the right-hand side. They're usually spaced out much, much better.
And so 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. General Brown leading Norwich 27-12. Lions with the basketball. A shot on the baseline. No, they'll kick it out instead. A straightaway three. Didn't pull the trigger. Now they tried to go to the right side. They overthrew it, and Norwich will get it back with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. Norwich's going to try to get a run going here as Schiraldi will come back into the game. SK going to be starting in just a few minutes as well, so we'll be keeping you posted on that. And just feels like they need another shot like that Maddie Morris shot. That's when the momentum started to change.
It definitely doesn't feel like Norwich is out of a lot of game to play here. And you know, when they can score very, very quickly like we know they can, we're not out of this yet.
Here's Hess to the far side for Matty Morris. Skips it across, now finds Hess. How about a three for her? Yes. A three there for Mackenzie Hess. And a timeout is taken here by Norwich. It's 27-15, 3:35 to go, second quarter. Timeout Norwich. We'll be back on CDO.
30.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
General Brown leads Norwich 27-15 with 3:35 left in the first half. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO. Also online, I know we got a lot of people listening on WCDOsports.com. That's all courtesy of SFCU. We appreciate their support. And in just a few minutes, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. General Brown with the basketball, going right to left on your radio dial. They have been in control against Norwich here in the first half with 3:25 to go before the halftime break. Lions with the ball, a kick down low and a foul on Schiraldi on a left-handed layup attempt by the Lions. That was Ainsley Fuller.
So Norwich is going to go back to the 2-3 zone. We're not going to press as much, and we're going to see if we can make this a half-court game and get back into it. If they can get this game to, you know, single digits by halftime, you'd feel good about yourselves if you're the Purple Tornado.
Always hear coaches say, you know, if you could keep it around that 10-point mark as Fuller gets the first one to go, you're going to give yourself a chance. You know, you can go on a little run and slice into it.
They're only down by 13 right now and still have half the second quarter to play.
And a second shot for Fuller is up and good. Makes it 29-15. General Brown on top of Norwich. Let's see if the Purple Tornado offense can get going. They go to Matty Morris on the left side as Norwich goes left to right. Dewar for a corner three, too strong. Rebound by General Brown. They try a long outlet pass. Are they going to get behind the defense? They do. A two-on-one if they can hurry. And Norwich got back, and we're going to have a foul on Dewar, as Norwich was hustling back there on defense to slow down the fast break, and Dewar gets whistled for a push. So again, 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're live at the arena in Binghamton here today. Glad to have you along. Fun time of the year when you get to States. The Lions will look to get it in. They do, up and underneath, off the glass, and the shot goes underneath for Ainsley Fuller. Makes it 31-15. Here for General Brown with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Right side now for Dewar. Dribble drive, leaves it off for Evans. Yes, first basket for Emily Evans off a dish from Dewar. Makes it 31-17.
Got to start getting some stops.
General Brown across midcourt, going right to left. Little backdoor cut here and a foul on Schiraldi. And Schiraldi, I think that's going to be three or four on her. Schiraldi, one of the most athletic players on the court. Yeah, that's her fourth. She's going to have to come out, and Van Houten will come back in.
Her fourth in the second quarter.
Coach Bennett trying to roll the dice here, right, Rich? I mean, just leaving his guards in. He needs them to play.
You don't have much of a choice, right? You got to play with what you got here.
First shot at the line for General Brown is good.
I said it wrong. You got to play with who you got. Who got you here? Sorry.
Yes,
I'm stumbling over my own words today, Nate.
Second shot coming here for General Brown. Good. Fields with 14, and General Brown leads 33-17 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter.
General Brown playing the offense, defense as well. They're taking out their best player with 2 fouls.
And back down the floor here for Norwich. Here for Matty Morris. Back out to Hess. Norwich desperately trying to get something going offensively here before the halftime break. Hess dribbles through, up off the glass, no. Rebound Van Houten out to Emily Evans, and she scores. Evans now with 4 points, makes it 33-19 with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Flanagan's going to come in at the next whistle here for Norwich. And the right elbow. Pass to the interior. General Brown moving it around. They miss a left-handed layup here. Evans has got a rebound. Outlet pass here for Kenz Hess. Minute 55 to go in the second. It's 33-19. The Lions leading Norwich. Here is Dewar, back to Hess, top of the key. They swing it around the world to the left side. Cut back for Hess, right side, corner three for Dewar. It's open, and she hits it. Dewar's got eight. Makes it 33-22. Here we go.
When Hess gets into the paint a little bit, she creates a little bit more for her teammates, and they're getting better shots. That's going to be a key to the game. Mackenzie Hess has got to get to the basket a little bit more.
Norwich needs another stop here late in the second quarter. Pass down low. Here for General Brown. We're going to have a foul underneath on Maddie Morris with 1:20 to go. Here again, second quarter. General Brown 33, Norwich 22. Flanagan coming in. Who's she going to come in for? Cameron Van Houten. And so that will put Norwich, that'll put Dewar for Norwich down on the low block. Again, with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. First shot for General Brown at the line is good, and they have all been good at the line today. We said in the pregame show, how would General Brown shoot here in the big cavernous arena? Well, they've done very well so far. Lyons' second shot at the line, no good. Broadcaster's curse right there. Rebound for Norwich. Hess back across the midcourt logo here. They go to the high post for Evans. Kicks one into the corner for Flanagan. Back out Maddie Morris. They skip it across. They find Dewar. She wants a three. She takes it. Hits it. Big three there for Margaret Dewar, and she's got 11. Makes it 34-25, and Norwich has got some life here late in the second quarter. General Brown works it back out. They're going to try a three from straight away for the Lions. No good. Rebound, Maddie Morris. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. She just keeps it in. It's stolen back, though, by General Brown. They miss a layup, and then Hess gets the rebound on that. That was Nichols who missed that layup. Hess in transition. And a foul from behind here on the Lions with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter.
That was impressive by Mackenzie Hess. We called her the general last week. She had about three girls all over her. That's like the old dribbling drill from the YMCA days when you're playing and your friends are trying to steal the ball. That was such a great play by Mackenzie.
Timeout taken by Norwich. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's General Brown 34, Norwich 25 on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter here. Norwich trails 34-25. That SK game just got underway. They're taking on Chapel Field down in Section 9. That's the boys' New York State Class D regional. So let's see what Norwich can do here at the arena in Binghamton. The last 40 seconds, they have the ball. Here is Hess to the corner for Dewar. How about another one for her? No, just off the front of the rim. Rebound, General Brown. Lions looking to run. Dewar's back on defense, but it's a two-on-one. And General Brown executes but misses the layup. Dewar with a rebound with 23 seconds to go, second quarter. Dewar gets it ahead now to Mackenzie Hess. Hess to Maddie Morris. Splits two defenders and might have just rolled her ankle there.
She did.
At the left elbow.
And so I was going to say to you, Nate, we wanted to get this to single digits. We are in single digits, but this can't be a good thing right here for Norwich.
Coach Bennett's going to come out onto the floor. You could see she tried to stop quick at the left elbow and hold on to it here. The training staff's going to come out and talk with Maddie Morris here. We're going to take a quick break. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break and be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Matty Morris helped off the floor, but doesn't appear to be walking too gingerly on it or anything, so the training staff's going to look at her. Good news is you're going to have the whole halftime break to try to do something with that if you're the training staff here for Norwich. 15 seconds left. That was a turnover because it was a travel, and so General Brown's going to get it back. 34-25. Norwich has clawed their way back into this game here. General Brown's going to have the ball. Norwich is going to try to get something turned over, and they do to Schiraldi, who's back in with those four fouls. Finds Emily Evans for three straight away. She rushed it a little bit. It's an air ball out of bounds.
That looked like it was tipped on my end, but
yeah,
I
sure
might be
did.
Wrong.
8 seconds to go in the second quarter. General Brown on the baseline again, looking to get it in. Schiraldi's got to be careful here with these 8 seconds left. She steals it underneath and gets the layup to go. Big layup there for Schiraldi. General Brown trying to get it in, and that'll do it. Halftime score, 34-27. Norwich has got some life here, Rich. Norwich has life. As we'll head to the Marabito Energy Products halftime report, General Brown 34, Norwich 27. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're going to have a Matty Morris update for you in just 1 second. But it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Norwich hanging tough in this game. They trail 34-27. It could be a lot worse, but the Purple Tornado have been playing tough. Rich, what's your Matty Morris update here?
My Matty Morris update is this. Her dad, her mom, her grandma, everybody in Norwich is over there. It looks like they are taping her ankle. She does not look like, she looks like she's hurting over there, but my guess, if they're taping it, she's going to gut it out. Now, if you know anything about the Norwich, history, she's a Morris.
Yeah.
And the Morrises are tough. Her dad's a Section 4 and Norwich Hall of Famer. Her uncle was on the 92-93 and 93-94 teams. She's a legacy kid. I'm guessing she's going to be back out there. Everybody's over there about her. Her uncle, everybody is.
Well, and you're a senior, right? At the end of the day, you got two quarters to save your season right now, and you've cut back into this ball game, and it looked like it could be all General Brown, but somehow Norwich has salvaged things a little bit. Here is our first half scoring summary. 11 points for Margaret Dewar. She hit a couple of threes, three threes late in the half, which really got things going. 5 for Mackenzie Hess, 5 for Matty Morris, 4 for Emily Evans, 2 for Olivia Schiraldi on that key steal and a layup right before the break. On the other side for General Brown, they have 12 from Carissa Fields. Very balanced scoring for the Lions. 8 for Corey Nichols, 7 for Madeline Ferris, 5 for Ainsley Fuller, and 2 for Emma Dupie. So they have looked very, very good. But Norwich seems to be finding a way to score the basketball. We'll see if that continues in the third quarter. I think you're right, Rich. Everybody in Norwich is over there helping her out right now.
We got Jamie Moore from the YMCA helping out. We got everybody in the stands. I mean, you look up in the stands right now, everybody's watching her get her ankle taped. This is like theater at its best right now.
Yes,
for
it
Norwich.
Is. This is very Hoosiers-like, you know? I mean, the whole town's here. Everybody's down on the floor helping us, and you got to get back out there. You got to get back out there. We've talked about it a little bit. Norwich is in a little bit of foul trouble. Schiraldi's got four. Em Evans has what? Three? Or two? I think she has two or three.
And Margaret, I think Margaret Dewar's got two as well.
Yeah, Margaret's got two. The bench, not particularly deep, and that's not a knock against Norwich. It's just how they've played all season. They've carried a light roster, and they've used it, so they're used to doing that, but you know, this is the time of year where you have one game where somebody's in foul trouble. It can get you in a little bit of trouble.
So Coach Bennett's still got the team in the locker room. I'm guessing they're making a bunch of adjustments right now. They're going to have to talk about the foul trouble. But at the same time, you got to play Norwich basketball, right? You got to play aggressive Norwich basketball. You got to take your chances. You're down by seven. You got to make a little bit of a run. Hopefully, you know, make it a one or two basket game by the end of the third quarter and just play everything you got in the fourth. But you gotta really wonder what the game plan is. If Maddie can't play and Schiraldi fouls out, where are you going to go next?
Just a update on South Court, right? They were about 4 minutes in. SK had a 6-4 lead. I'm told it's a very small but very packed and loud gym down at SS Seward in Section 9. So Courtright boys trying to advance to the Final Four. They're playing Chapel Field from Section 9 today. Unfortunately, that game got moved from yesterday to today because of the snow, so we were unable to go down and cover that, but we want to try to get you as many updates as we can here from that ball game. But, Rich, before we take one last break, how does Norwich keep this momentum going as General Brown played a very good first half, a very tough team? What's Norwich got to do to stay in this?
I never thought I would say this, but Norwich has to handle somebody else's pressure, right? They can't turn the ball over. They got to handle the General Brown pressure, and they got to really convert on some of the easy baskets that they've been missing underneath the basket. You know, they've thrown up some really wild shots. They got to, you know, at least get them close so you can get a rebound and hopefully get an easy basket. Norwich has relied on the three ball a lot, maybe get a couple of those to go down. But, you know, they've gotten a lot of really good looks underneath the basket. Make those easy looks, and you're right back in the game here.
We're going to take a break against the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in the New York State Class B Girls Basketball Regional Matchup. The winner of this game will go to the State Final Four in Class B for girls. We're live at the arena in Binghamton, sitting right at half court. A great ball game here between General Brown and Norwich. The Lions leading Norwich 34-27. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. We want to give you a quick SK update. The SK boys are leading Chapel Field 18-6 at the end of the first quarter. That game is down in Section 9 right now. We don't have to worry about updates. I think we've had about 15 people come over and tell us that score. So very nice to be able to pass along that information. We're going to see if Maddie Morris can give it a go here. She's still walking around behind the Norwich bench. Rich, it looks like she is in a lot of pain back there. So we will see what happens here as Norwich now again in the white with the purple trim is going to be going right to left on your radio dial. General Brown is in the navy blue with the white and the gold trim.
I think she just got told she can't go. I'm pretty sure she just got told.
Yeah, she is in tears over there behind the bench. And let's see what Norwich can do without her. Here is Flanagan on the left side, goes to Van Houten. Back out to Mackenzie Hess for three. Gets the shooter's roll for Mackenzie Hess. Just what Norwich needed. And it is a four-point game, 34-30.
Gosh, it doesn't feel like a four-point game, but it's a four-point game.
It really does not. General Brown with the ball. They take it to the far side. A layup is good on the far side by Ainsley Fuller. She now has 7 points. Makes it 36-30. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Here is Margaret Dewar on the left side. Tries to go across court and is knocked away by the length of General Brown. Here's Corey Nichols taking it to the rim. Blocked out of bounds by Dewar. Great hustle back. Ball's going to stay here with the Lions.
Another thing I've noticed today a lot with Norwich is they don't seem to be catching the ball clean either. You know, General Brown's all over the place, and it's just really disrupting the flow of Norwich.
Again, SK boys leading 18-6 in that other game we're trying to keep an eye on. That was at the end of the first quarter. They just tipped at 4 o'clock. Here's General Brown for three. Hit the side of the rim, comes back down, and right into the hands there of Emma Dupuy, and she's able to score. Makes it 38-30. Norwich had cut it to 4, but now it's 8.
Emily Evans was in the perfect spot to rebound that ball, but it hit the side of the backboard.
And now a traveling violation on Dewar in the paint is going to give it back to General Brown. Norwich has got to try to find a way to keep the momentum right where it was. And General Brown has answered.
And here comes the press, Nate.
Norwich is going to sell out here with this press. They get to midcourt. They come across, and we got a double dribble. Going to give it back to Norwich with 6:45 to go in the third. It's 38-30.
So the referee on our side called a double dribble, but it was tipped, so he's going to get overturned by his partner here, I would assume. The right call is to overturn it, yes.
So, yeah, General Brown is going to get the ball back.
That is the right call. I will give the referees that one today.
So the Lions will have it with 6:45 to go in the third. Coach Bennett is going to try to get his little argument in here.
You know, if you're Coach Bennett, though, you got to make that argument. You got to try to get everything you can for your team. I would be arguing, too, if I'm him. But the referees made the right call on that.
So the Lions will get it back right here at midcourt. Again, we're at the arena in Binghamton today. Winner of this game will go to the state Final Four. This is Section 4 versus Section 3 today. A backdoor cut, and the Lions score again. And that's Ainsley Fuller again, and the lead is right back up to 10, 40-30. It was just 4 a minute ago. Norwich trying to answer. They go to Dewar into the corner now. M. Evans steps in for a three, too strong. Rebound tapped out, and General Brown comes away with it. Lions back down the floor. A little run and gun here. And a shot underneath is up off the glass and good for Corey Nichols. Makes it 42-30 now. Back to a 12-point lead for the Lions. Boy, this team very good in transition as well. Left side of the floor now for Evans. Cuts it to the interior for Van Houten. Ball on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, giving it back to General Brown.
General Brown is controlling the pace of the game right now for the first 2 minutes of the half, and that's exactly what they want to do if you're the General Brown fans. That's what you're looking to see. They are controlling everything right now in this game.
Schiraldi coming back in. Van Houten to the bench. Again, with 6 minutes to go in the third, it's General Brown 42 and Norwich 30. Norwich had just cut it to 34-30 just a few minutes ago. But General Brown has answered here with a run of their own. The Lions down the floor on the left side. Little two-on-one and a kick by Margaret Dewar. Probably saves another layup there by General Brown.
When we talk about Norwich scoring quickly, General Brown can score real quick too, can't they, Nate?
Yes, they sure can. SK leading 22-12 with 5 minutes left in the second quarter in that other ball game. So SK in control against Section 9, and now the Lions trying to get it in here on an inbounds and a block.
That might be on Schiraldi.
If that's on Schiraldi, no.
No, they're going to give the Hess.
Giving that one to Mackenzie Hess, I think Schiraldi just had a mini heart attack underneath the hoop there.
Yeah, she did, and that would have been trouble for the Norwich Purple Tornado if she fouled out.
She's going to have to be as careful as possible the rest of the way playing with those four. And General Brown is at the line, and the shot is off the back of the rim for Corey Nichols. And another one coming here for Nichols at the line. General Brown leading by 12, make it 13. And Nichols now with 11 points, makes it 43-30 with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Hess across midcourt. The senior group trying to save their season here. They had cut this to four, but another run by General Brown. Let's see if Norwich can find a way to get back in. Flanagan at the high post gets stripped of the ball, and the Lions come away with it. Back down the floor. Little two-on-one. Ball knocked out of bounds. Going to stay here with General Brown.
Emily Evans is getting slow to get up now. She's given everything she's got.
Yeah, both teams have been on the floor here a lot. And
her knee's hurting her,
yeah,
too.
There's been a lot of those knees on both sides, knees and hips kind of going hard into the floor here. General Brown to the interior. Little up and under off the glass is good for Emma Dupuy. And it's a 15-point lead again, 45-30. General Brown on top with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Here's Schiraldi, left side, splits two defenders, kicks to the corner. Dewar for three, yes. Dewar's got 14, and she seems to be the one that's on fire here today.
They needed that basket for Margaret. Margaret's playing well for the Purple Tornado.
General Brown again to Dupuy on the interior, off the glass, and good. Bodies flying everywhere, but Dupuy finishes. She's got eight. She had only two at halftime.
That's probably a charge call if Emily's a little bit farther out, but she's too far underneath the basket to take that charge there.
And Flanagan gets a traveling violation here, going to give it back to General Brown. Van Houten coming back in. And it looks like Schiraldi's going to the bench. And so this will be the Lions getting it back down the floor. A two-on-one again, and they'll score another left-handed layup by Dupuy. She's got 10, and it's 49-33 with 4.5 to go in the third. Here is Margaret Dewar to the left side of the floor. Kicks one back across for Hess to the high post for Van Houten. Back out, Hess, straightaway three here for Norwich off the back of the rim. Evans trying to track down a rebound. She grabs it. Evans to Flanagan, now back out to Hess. To the far side here for Margaret Dewar. Wants to take it to the interior, slapped out of bounds. Going to stay with Norwich with 4:10 to go in the third quarter, and they trail 49-33.
That was a great rebound by Emily Evans to keep the ball alive for Norwich. And now we got a timeout by Coach Bennett.
So Norwich takes a timeout. Again, 4:10 to go in the third. It's General Brown 49, Norwich 33 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 49-33, Norwich girls trailing General Brown. If you're trying to watch the SK boys game, they're not doing an official stream anywhere today, so make sure you don't pay for anything out there. I know there's a lot of things going on. Just go to the South Courtright School Facebook page. That is the best place to try to watch that game if you really want to watch SK today, or we'll keep it right here with us. So again, 4 minutes to go in the third. Norwich gets it into the corner now. Three for M. Evans. It's short. Rebound underneath is going to stay with Norwich. Again, they trail 49-33. They had this down to four. It was 34-30, Rich. And then General Brown just exploded again.
We just haven't been consistent shooting the ball at all. None of our girls. I mean, Margaret's shot the ball pretty well, but the other girls just seem a little inconsistent.
They get it into Dewar. A straightaway three for her is good.
Right on cue.
Dewar with 17 makes it 49-36. And back down the floor here for General Brown, and now going to be a traveling violation on the Lions. Does Norwich have another run in them here, Rich?
They need some stops, and they need some baskets. I mean, it sounds pretty obvious, but that's what they need. They need a couple good baskets. They need some stops, get it to single digits here, and get it into the fourth quarter.
Dewar with the ball on the left side. I had another listener text in. I'm watching SK and listening to you guys. You can do both. And a pass down low looking for Cameron Van Houten. Did they get? I was screened by the official here. Did they get a travel there, Rich?
Yeah, it was a travel call on Cameron there. I think that one of the keys for Norwich is Mackenzie Hess is going to have to score now with Maddie Morris out, because now General Brown could key on the three main scorers for Norwich, and Mackenzie's going to have to score some.
Van Houten out, Schiraldi back in. I agree. Maddie Morris on the bench, shoe is off, ice is on the ankle. That's a tough loss for Norwich here on that turned ankle late in the second quarter. Evans trying to get a steal at midcourt. She's got it on the floor here, gets tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball. Boy, both teams wrestling and scrapping for it there with 3:17 to go here in the third.
I know Emily Evans is going to play basketball in college, Division II, but if her team, her college has a rugby team, she'd be very good at it. That was impressive.
This is going to be Schiraldi doing the inbounding duties. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. General Brown from Section 3 leading Norwich 49-36. Schiraldi playing with those four fouls. Gets it over to Hess for three. It's too strong. Rebound's going to stay with Norwich off the hands there of Ainsley Fuller of the Lions. It'll stay with the Purple Tornado.
Norwich is going to spread it out here, hopefully get a shot for one of their shooters.
Purple Tornado looking to get it in. They float it up to M. Evans. Top of the key. And to the far side for Hess. Splits two defenders down low. Hess had her pocket picked. Ball is loose on the floor. Going to be a foul on M. Evans, as she desperately tried to save that ball with 2:58 to go here in the third. SK is up 30-15 over Chapel Field with about a 1:40 left in the second quarter of that game down in Section 90. That game being played at SS Seward down by Middletown. Lions with the basketball. They go to midcourt, right side of the floor. Here for General Brown. Again, they break the press. Shot was blocked, though, by Flanagan, who hustled back for Norwich. 2:45 to go in the third. Norwich down the floor for Evans. Boy, it's a big scrum there. Going to be a foul on General Brown as Evans went up to catch that ball, and she got kind of hit in midair.
I don't know if there's enough ice in this arena for all the ice that's going to be needed after the game. Wow, there's a lot of contact. There's a lot of stuff going on. If you own an ice machine in the Binghamton area, you could sell some ice today.
They're going to be chipping out from under the floorboards here since we're sitting on top of the ice for the Binghamton hockey team here. Norwich is going to get it to midcourt. Flanagan got lost and threw it away. Schiraldi trying to steal it back. It's tapped out of bounds.
I think Devin was confused that you couldn't have a backcourt call on the inbounds. I think she was very nervous that she was going to get a backcourt call. Just go secure the ball, bring it back up the court.
She tapped it down the floor, and then both teams went scrambling for it, and bodies went flying. I mean, it's hard to describe the amount of players from both teams that are just on the floor here constantly. Left side of the floor for M. Evans. Into the paint, the floater for her rolls off, gets a second chance. M. tries to toss it up, and she's not going to get a call there. It was a block, and the Lions come back the other way. They'll take it to the rim. It's going to be a charge here on General Brown. And they call one of those under-the-basket type of situations there that we've been seeing most of the afternoon. 2:13 to go in the third. General Brown 49, Norwich 36.
And the General Brown coach getting on the officials a little bit. She didn't like that call, and I can't blame her. I don't know if I would like that call if I was her either.
You know, I think the thing we can say here on the radio is both sides have had questions about it here today.
So, I don't think the referees have really swayed the game either way.
No. I don't think it is really played a huge factor in it. We were just talking about it because it is so physical. Here is Mackenzie Hess to the far side. Now for Margaret Dewar. The floater is good for Dewar. She has 19.
Margaret is playing well.
49-38. And we have a block here at midcourt on Norwich with a 1:53 to go in the third quarter. If you're Norwich, this reminds me of what Coach Bonskowski always says when he's on with me. Finishing quarters and trying to keep this right around 10. Give yourself a chance.
You know, to get some momentum, right? Get it down to single digits. And then, you know, when they did that in the last quarter, they got it to four, right, to start the third quarter.
General Brown with the ball, again going left to right in front of their own bench, working it around here in the half court with a 1:40 to go in the third. They lead 49-38. A three from the far side is good. Corey Nichols now with 14. What a dagger.
That one hurts. That one definitely hurts.
Can Norwich answer? Here's Hess slicing through the defense, lost control of it. It's stolen back, though, by Flanagan. Into the hands of Van Houten, and now back to Hess. Hess kicks one for M. Evans. Left side for Dewar. Deep three here for Margaret Dewar. No, off the back of the rim. And then it's going to be a foul on Van Houten trying to hustle in for that rebound, but it was a body on her.
You know it's really physical when Mackenzie Hess is looking at the officials. She's really frustrated out here. I don't know if I've ever seen her frustrated in a game.
Yeah, Mackenzie Hess is always cool, calm, and collected. But right now she a little flustered as Norwich trails 52-38 with a 1:05 to go here in the third. General Brown breaking the press. Can they get another layup out of it? No, they missed, but the second chance is good. Corey Nichols has been everywhere. She's got 16. Makes it 54-38 with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Straightaway three for Hess. In and out. It was a deep three. It looked like it was going to go, but it didn't. And back down the floor here for General Brown with 45 seconds to go in the third. We got a foul in the backcourt here on Flanagan.
Norwich is kind of acting like it's desperation time here to end the third quarter. Kind of fouling like it's the end of the fourth quarter, taking uncharacteristic shots. You just got to stay composed and try to get it back down to single digits here.
South Courtright boys lead 35-20 at the half over Chapel Field. I'm told Josh Anderson has a bunch of threes as that SK team can really shoot the ball from the outside.
Looks like we picked the wrong Section 4 game today, man.
Well, the main thing was that SK game was supposed to be yesterday, was going to go down for it, but we had committed to come here to watch Norwich today and wanted to be here at the arena to watch this one, and we'll see if Norwich has some magic left in the tank. Second shot, no at the line. Rebound underneath, also no good. The shot was rebounded by Ferris, and she couldn't get the right-handed layup. What's Norwich got with 35 seconds to go in the third? High post down for Van Houten. Pull-up jumper for her is good. Cameron Van Houten makes it 54-40. Can Norwich get another steal here late in the third?
Stay composed, Norwich. Oh.
General Brown to the far side. Hess slipped almost very close to the same spot as Maddie Morris. It appears that Hess is okay. Almost looked like maybe there was a wet spot on the floor. I mean, her feet really just came out from under her. Appears that Hess is okay. Does have a grimace on her face with 20 seconds to go in the third. It's 54-40. General Brown on top by 14. Hess trying to battle through this for the last 15 seconds. Lions with the basketball. Working it around, looking for the last shot here of this third quarter. They go far side on the baseline, and we're going to have a foul on Norwich here. Going to be on Schiraldi. Haven't gotten the official sign. Yes, that's five on Schiraldi. With 5 seconds to go in this third quarter. And Schiraldi is going to foul out of the game. She's upset. And Flanagan's going to come back in now for Norwich.
Norwich is just trying to do everything they can to scrap and claw and get back into this game. They're working hard. They're giving it all they got. You got to give them credit.
General Brown at the line. And the first shot is up and good here for Ainsley Fuller. And, you know, I think the difference has been the great start by General Brown and then that run early in the third quarter. When Norwich cut it to four, General Brown answered again with that huge run. Second chance, no. Rebound, M. Evans. 5 seconds left. M down the floor. A three at the buzzer is off the mark. Our score with three quarters in the books, 55-40. General Brown on top of Norwich on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, the Norwich girls are down 55-40 to General Brown as we hit the fourth quarter. Margaret Dewar fires in 19 points for NHS. Newark Valley had a question come in that Newark Valley, what the score of that was earlier today. And Newark Valley won that game 57-30 over Waterville in Class C. So Newark Valley will be going to the Final Four for Section 4 in Class C. And Newark Valley has been tremendous. I think they've won 22 straight games. Norwich has 8 minutes to save their season here, Rich.
What's really impressed me with General Brown is they've handled the Norwich pressure, and they've actually put the pressure on Norwich. The General Brown kids seem very calm, very composed. They're very collected out here. They don't seem, you know, they don't seem like the moment's too big for them. And they've been very impressive to me. They've only lost twice this year, and it's really showing. They're playing well, and they've brought it to Norwich.
Yeah, and this General Brown team, I believe their two losses were both to Indian River. Is that correct? It's a bigger school. To Class A. And so General Brown with the basketball. They're going to work it to the left side. Evans was trying to get an early steal, and she gets whistled for the foul. I agree, Rich. This General Brown team has looked good from start to finish.
Like she just got run over by Emily. She didn't even flinch. She didn't even flinch, that number 12. She's a good player.
And so here are the Lions with the basketball. And this one goes into the corner. Now back up top to the high post, and ball into the left corner here. Norwich trying to get a steal with Flanagan. She grabs it. Foot was on the line, and so it's going to stay with General Brown. So again, SK boys leading 35-20 at the break. Newark Valley girls won earlier today. Seton boys will be playing here later tonight. So we have a jump ball as General Brown looks to get it in. If you are looking for any scores here today, my main suggestion would be to go to my Twitter page, at Nate Law, which is also available right on WCDOsports.com. Try to get you all those scores that we can. We did post the Newark Valley score there earlier today. Here is Dewar with the basketball on the left side. Lost control of it, and here's a breakaway layup for General Brown. Coasting in, and they'll score with Ainsley Fuller. She has 12 points, and it's 57-40 for General Brown.
General Brown is a machine out here. Very, not a lot of emotion. They're just going through, just doing their business and scoring a lot of points, handling the Norwich defense. And really, the team that's frustrated is Norwich. Usually they're the ones that frustrate teams. General Brown is right under control, and they are a machine.
And a traveling violation there on Norwich. And to break the press, General Brown up over the top, and Emma Dupuy is able to score. She has 12 points, and it's 59-40 with 7 minutes to go. Norwich is going to need to get hot from the outside here to try to haul back into this game. Up off the glass from Van Houten, and that's good. And she has 4 points. You're also dealing with Maddie Morris out with an ankle injury. Schiraldi is fouled out. And so Norwich with a limited bench at the moment. General Brown with the ball. They go to the high post. Now to the left side as they go, left to right. Pull-up jumper is short. Rebound for the Lions. A little up and under again. Rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound Van Houten as the miss was by Fields. Back down the floor here for Mackenzie Hess. Hess to the high post. Little up and under for Kenz is good. And Mackenzie Hess now with 10 points makes it 59-44 with 6:15 to go. And now a steal by Norwich. Here's Hess. Right-handed layup is good. And Hess has got 12, and a timeout's taken by General Brown. It's 59-46 with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich has got a little life here. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, with 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 59-46. And now another steal by Norwich right out of the break. Hess takes it inside, missed the layup. Evans going for the rebound, couldn't get a hold of it there. And now General Brown loses it out of bounds, going back to Norwich. No, staying with General Brown. South Courtright game just started back up in the third quarter as the SK boys lead Chapel Field 35-20. And Norwich fans not pleased with this ball rolling out of bounds and being called for General Brown. Again, with 5:55 to go here in the fourth. Coach Bennett continuing to have some words here. I think he just got a warning from the official.
He's pretty upset about the layup that Mackenzie Hess took to the basket, and she got hit on. The Norwich crowd's going to let the referees know. That's the official warning in the book. That's what the referees have been doing this year. They give them the official warning.
Yep, they get the warning in the book, and the next one would be a little more severe. Norwich is selling out on this press, and here's a steal by Dewar. She takes it in, can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled, and Dewar's going to head to the line, and all of a sudden, the pressure has started to work here for Norwich.
Tony Brown doesn't seem cracked to me right now, though. They're not cracking at all. They're just still looking at the scoreboard. They seem under control. Margaret makes these two foul shots, though. You know, you're cutting it to 11.
Yeah, these are big foul shots here for Margaret Dewar. And this one is up and good for Dewar.
Pure. Nothing but net.
And she has 20 points. Hess has 12. Maddie Morris has 5. M. Evans with 4. Van Houten with 4. And Schiraldi with 2. That's the Norwich scoring. Second one, good.
Nothing but net again.
21 Pure. For Dewar. Makes it 59-48. Norwich is not out of this game. And another steal for the Purple Tornado. Ahead now for Evans. Can she finish? Yes. Evans puts it up and in. Timeout taken by General Brown. It's 59-50, and the energy is with the Tornado with 5:38 to go. We got a golf ball game, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. The General Brown lead is 59-50. Norwich kind of on a skeleton crew right now. Maddie Morris out with that ankle injury. Schiraldi is fouled out, but they've cut it back to single digits. And Norwich is just selling out here on the press. Swarming here in the backcourt, and we're going to have a foul on Norwich. And this is a double-edged sword here, Rich. A couple girls in foul trouble. They're doing everything they can to trap and swarm and everything they can. We'll see how it works.
It's pretty feast or famine right now for Norwich on their press, right? They're going all out. They have to go out to get back in this game. They're going to get easy baskets or they're going to give up easy baskets.
Almost a steal by Hess on the inbounds. General Brown finally gets it down, and they'll get across midcourt here with Corey Nichols. Nichols to the left side. A bounce pass now for Lily Dupuy. Dupuy into the corner now for Ainsley Fuller. General Brown into the half court, and they get a layup out of it. Very nicely done by Fields. And a foul, too?
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, there's going to be a push, and the bucket is good. Van Houten with the foul. I did not see that foul there.
Must have happened after the play.
Must have. And now Fields, or Nichols, excuse me, is going to go to the line here. And so 5:18 to go. Actually, no, this is Fields at the line. Misses the foul shot. Van Houten with a rebound. And so with 5:15 to go, Norwich trails 61-50. Long pass ahead here for Evans. Out for Margaret Dewar. Dribble drive, lost it, gets it back. Goes to Hess straight away. Three for McKenzie. No. Far to the right. Kenzie tracks down her own rebound. Gets it inside for M. Evans. Evans in a tough spot here, has to float one over to Margaret Dewar. Pump fakes on a three. She's getting swarmed here by the Lions defense, and then a reach-in foul on General Brown with 4:53 to go, and Norwich trailing by 11.
The Norwich fans are trying to will the team back into it. It feels like it's still a bit of a game here. 11 points. They get a couple good baskets here. We will have a game on our hands, Nate.
Yeah, this is exciting. And here is Hess straight away. And they'll go to the far side. Hess pump fakes. Gets to the interior, up and under. It was blocked, and General Brown comes away with it. General Brown against the pressure finally breaks a two-on-one if they can hurry. Trying to take it inside, and we're going to have a foul underneath. No, a traveling violation on General Brown. Gives it back to Norwich as we hit 4.5 to go.
Wow, this has got a lot of a roller coaster game, Nate. Roller coaster.
SK Boys leading 43-26. Against Chapel Field with 4.5 to go in the third quarter in that game. So SK is in control. Now a steal by General Brown. Timeout is taken here by the Lions, so we'll step away. General Brown leading by 11, 61-50. 4:23 left. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Just under 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I think M. Evans might have just rolled an ankle here. She was selling out trying to get a steal.
She's in pain, Nate.
And M. Evans is a very tough player here, and she is down on the floor, was going for a steal. With 4:23 to go here in the fourth quarter on the inbounds play, and we're going to step away for an injury timeout here as M is down on the floor. It's 61-50, and we'll be back on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabinet stains. Barnard's sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Norwich trails 61-50 with just about 4:25 to go here in the fourth. M. Evans is over on the training table, and Norwich is going to have to go deep onto the bench now here. Julia Llewellyn is into the ball game here for the Purple Tornado. They trail by 11 late in this game, trying to save their season. Lions with the basketball. They'll flip one up. They go to midcourt. Ball's on the floor. Both teams chasing after it here. Van Houten comes away with it, trying to get one over to Hess, and we'll have a timeout taken by Norwich so that they can save the possession. 10 seconds tipped off, so it's 4:13 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back. General Brown leading 61-50 on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull here. And we're down to the nitty-gritty here on the bench for Norwich, Rich. They trail 61-50. It's been injuries. It's been Schiraldi fouling out. This is a tough spot to be in here if you're the Purple Tornado.
My heart bleeds for the kids. You know, they're leaving it all on the court. We got two starters out with injury now. Olivia Schiraldi's out with fouls. It's just a spot you didn't expect us to be in right now. But it's just the style. They give everything that they got all of the time, and that's just the Coach Bennett and Norwich way.
Dewar gets it into Hess. And can this crew for Norwich somehow find a way? A steal by General Brown as that ball slipped out of Mackenzie Hess's hands on the pass. Lions back down the floor. They are in control here with 4 minutes to go. A pass to the far side, and a layup is up and good here for Lily Dupuy. Makes it 63-50. A long pass ahead for Flanagan is out of bounds. And going back to General Brown with 3:50 to go. And is it too little, too late here for Norwich?
Norwich is just going to struggle on offense now because, you know, you got some people in that aren't usually in together. And it's just going to be hard for them. But, you know, defensively, they're just going to play as hard as they can, hopefully get some easy layups.
Lions get it in, and now they're going to get behind the defense. And a breakaway layup is up and good here for Carissen Fields. And she has 16. She's been magnificent.
Fields has been great. I've been enjoying watching her play today. She has very little emotion, but she's a good, good player.
65-50, our score. Ball scooped up and taken out of there by the Lions. Again, with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter, and they'll come across midcourt. General Brown trying to punch their tickets to the Final Four. Up off the glass, a shot here by the Lions, no good. Ball loose on the floor, and General Brown comes away with it. They're just going to try to hold on to it here and work some clock with 3:10 left. Right side of the floor now for Fields. Fields will pull it back out and try to float one across. Shot clock is down to 10. Working it on the baseline, and the layup here is just a bit short, and then a foul, it looks like, on the rebound with 2:54 to go.
They've gotten a lot of great backdoor cuts today, General Brown. They're very well scouted, and they've gotten a lot of good backdoor cuts and a lot of easy layups. They definitely came in with a game plan, and, you know, it's showing with the scoreboard right now. I'm still very impressed with the Fields girl from General Brown. I think she's a very good player, very composed, doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, she's been great here for General Brown. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass to the interior. They're looking for Hess. And a jump ball is going to give it back to General Brown with Norwich trailing 65-50.
As soon as Mackenzie Hess makes that first pass all game long, General Brown is just swarming on the first pass immediately.
And so General Brown will get it in, and we got a foul on Hess. She was trying to desperately get a reach in there to get that steal. Again, two solid runs, one to start the game and one in the beginning of the third quarter, I feel like has been the difference here for General Brown. Norwich has made a couple of runs. They cut it all the way back to 4 when it was 34-30, and then they cut it back to single digits again, but every time General Brown has had the answers.
They've had the answers by just staying calm, cool, and collected, and it's just shown all day long for them.
So this is Emma Dupuy back to the line. She only had 2 points at halftime. She's up to 12 now, and Dupuy's first shot at the line is good. She has 13.
You know, they just have not panicked. You know, all teams that we play all year long, even the Cornings and the Elmiras, they seem to panic a little bit. This General Brown team just does not panic.
Second shot for Dupuy is good. Even when they were turning the ball over a little bit, they really didn't seem too flustered. Norwich with the basketball. Van Houten tries a three from the left side. It's short and a rebound for the Lions. And a head down for General Brown late in the fourth quarter. Slipped through the hands of Fields. She saved it from going out of bounds. Ball is loose underneath and finally does go out, and it's going to go back to Norwich with 2:20 to go.
Very athletic play by Fields there just to save the basketball. Almost did a split to save the basketball. She's an impressive player, Nate.
SK boys in the third quarter now. update coming in for us here in a minute with 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich trailing 67-50. SK is up 58-36 at the end of the third. Here's Flanagan, right side three for Devin. No. Tracks down her own rebound. Goes into the corner here for Van Houten. She tosses one up off the back of the rim. No. Rebound, General Brown. We got a jump ball. This time it's going to stay with Norwich. Connor Carino, I'm hearing, is shooting lights out right now for SK. He's a sophomore guard, very, very dynamic. And the SK boys are one quarter away from going to the state Final Four. Here's Margaret Dewar on an inbounds pass. Three ball, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. She's been great today, but couldn't buy that one. And a rebound for the Lions with 1:55 to go.
Certainly a game Margaret will remember. Just I wish it was a win for the ladies out here today.
Lions get it to the high post. A pass down low is going to roll out of bounds and go back to Norwich. And this group of seniors has been so key in the Norwich success over the last 3 to 4 years. You hate to see it end for them here today.
It certainly looks like it's going to with 2 minutes left in the game. But, you know, these seniors have meant a lot to the Norwich program and community.
Straightaway three here for Hess. No. Rebound for General Brown. They look for an outlet pass. And Lily Dupuy comes across midcourt with 90 seconds left. General Brown trying to go to the Final Four. Looks like they will punch their tickets from Binghamton here today. Flanagan with a foul. And Rich, I mean, you've been a part of the Norwich community now. You've been teaching in Norwich for close to 20 years, correct?
This is my 20th year,
This is your 20th year.
I mean, you're good.
This group that has come through, I mean, really has meant a lot to this program. Can you put it into words?
You know, they've had a lot of good teams. We tweeted a couple days ago, you know, the different sectional teams. The first sectional team was actually one of the girls on the team was actually Coach Bennett's wife. And then, you know, they had a good run, 5 years ago with Haley Eaton and Abby Flynn and those girls. And this team has just kind of rode off their success a little bit. Mackenzie Hess played with those guys, or girls, and Margaret Dewar played with those girls. So this is kind of like that same era a little bit.
As Hess gets a layup to go here and is fouled. Continue, Rich.
So it's kind of a continuation of the Haley Eaton years, you know, the Abby Flynn years. Sidney Coggins was on those teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a lot of success. And, you know, COVID ruined a lot of that for that team. And, you know, these girls were with them. They were the young girls on the bench that were watching those girls play. It's really become a program, Nate. The girls' basketball team has kind of become a program that Norwich boys' basketball has always been kind of familiar with.
That's a great point. As we hit a minute to go in the fourth quarter, these girls have put Norwich on the map, and they will always be remembered for that. Again, the SK boys have a 58-36 edge over Chapel Field at the end of the third quarter in that game. We'll keep you posted on that during our post-game show. A 3-4 General Brown on the right side is no good. And a second chance also off the mark. They'll get the rebound and pull it back out here with 40 seconds left. Lions will work it around, and they are going to earn themselves a trip to Hudson Valley Community College. Next weekend, they'll be playing on Saturday in the semifinals at 2:15. And you wonder, can this General Brown team win two more games? Sure looks like they might have a chance.
You know, Nate, we've talked a lot about local sports, and we've become pretty good friends with this. We talk about sectional championships, right? If you could just get one sectional championship, you feel really good. You always remember that one sectional championship. Some of these girls on the court right now have had three for Norwich. Right? There's a lot to say about that. They've been part of three sectional championships. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Dewar's going to fire up a three here. That's off the mark. It's going to roll out of bounds. General Brown did hit a three before the shot clock expired there, so they lead 72-52. And General Brown will look to get it in, and that's going to do it. Final score, General Brown is headed to the Final Four with a 72-52 victory over Norwich. Postgame show coming up on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, We focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's time for the post-game show as the Norwich girls finish their season falling 72-52 to a very good General Brown team here from Section 3. And this is our post-game show as both teams are presented with their awards. So as of right now in the WCDO coverage area, we have the Franklin girls in the state Final Four. The SK boys are up big in their regional game. Let's see if we got another score update there. Yeah, still 58-36, end of the third. So we could have two local teams in the Final Four, but Norwich, unfortunately, will not be there as the dream season ends for the Purple Tornado, Rich.
You know, I'm watching this General Brown team come off the court. They all went over, and they all shook hands with the two injured girls from Norwich. You know, very classy act. They weren't all smiles during the game. They were all business. They actually smiled when they got their trophy. I couldn't believe it. They actually sat here, and they smiled. You know what? What we talked about in the beginning of the game, they got Norwich out of their game plan. Norwich had to scramble a little bit. General Brown did what they had to do. They got Norwich out of their routine. And, you know, that's what we talked about. They did what they had to do to win.
General Brown seemed very all business here today. Again, not a lot of emotion, but just as they were described to us, a scrappy team that rebounds the ball well, executes in the half court. But I thought they were tremendous against the Norwich press for most of the game. And shot the ball well here, and the arena's not an easy place to shoot. Tremendous regional win for them, and just Norwich, you got to give them a ton of credit for all the fighting back that they did, the injuries, you know, Schiraldi fouling out. It was just not Norwich's day here, Rich.
It was not Norwich's day. I was very impressed by how General Brown handled the physicality of Norwich. Usually Norwich is the more physical team. I would almost tip the cap to General Brown today. They were probably the more physical team. You know, they handled the Norwich press. They played well in the half court. They shot better than Norwich. They were the overall better team today, and I'm a Norwich guy.
Let's do our final scoring summary here. First for General Brown, 19 points for Corey Nichols, 16 for Carissa Fields, 14 for Emma Dupie, 12 for Ainsley Fuller. So right there they had four in double figures, 7 for Madeline Ferris, 4 for Lily Dupie. And that's the scoring there for General Brown. On the other side for Norwich, 21 for Margaret Dewar, 14 for Mackenzie Hess, 5 for Maddie Morris, 6 for M. Evans, 4 for Cam Van Houten, 2 for Olivia Schiraldi. Going to try to keep us on the air as long as we can to get you the final score for SK. They lead 64-44 with 4 minutes to go. So SK boys up 20. Looks like they could be going to Glens Falls. And we have not had a Section 4 boys team from our area. I know Newfield and Marathon have gone over the last 4 or 5 years, but we haven't really had a team from our neck of the woods get up to Glens Falls or down here to Binghamton in quite a while. So
Newfield boys, we played this year, and they beat us early on in the Johnson City tournament. I was very impressed with Newfield's size and their composure, and they played really well. When you're a smaller school, Class C, and you can come up and play with the big guys in the Johnson City tournament early in the year, you know that they're trying to, you know, do good things, do things to get them to the next level, and Newfield has. And I saw a little bit of that game. I like what Newfield can do in Class C.
Well, they knocked off West Canada Valley, a very good team yesterday, in convincing fashion, I might say. And a lot of people had West Canada Valley as definitely a Final Four team. So Newfield's going to the Final Four. Right now, Section 4 is being represented very well on both the boys and girls side at the Final Four. I mean, when you think about it across the board, we still have some other games left. But we have quite a few teams that are going to be playing next weekend.
I have... your listeners know, I have some ties to Franklin, so I actually watched the Franklin game last, two nights ago now?
Yeah, it was Friday night, yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, the Campbell sisters are pretty impressive, and I wouldn't want to play Franklin if I'm anybody in Class B girls. They're tough. We actually tried to set a scrimmage up with them earlier in the year, but they didn't really want to, you know, do that as a scrimmage or anything like that. They thought it was a little bit of a mixed match, but I think Franklin girls can do a little bit of damage in Hudson Valley as well.
Yeah, we're told by our good friend Jeff Maliner here, who, if you don't follow him, he's a New York State takeover on Twitter. He covers girls basketball throughout New York State. I mean, the guy is incredible. He said that Franklin and Sherman game, you know, flip a coin, but he might give a slight edge to Franklin. So
Wow. You
could see the Purple Devils maybe going to the championship game. I think the odds-on favorite in girls D has to be Copenhagen from Section 3, but Franklin would avoid them until the final. And we're definitely going to do the Franklin semifinal game. That game will be at 6:15 next Friday night, so we'll have that for you here on CDO. Rich, we got to do our three awards here to wrap up this Norwich contest. If you were anywhere in the area and you could get to the arena right now, I just got to say, Seton Boys versus Chittenango is going to be unbelievable here in the Boys B regional game. They're warming up right now, and I've heard this might be the best game of the day here.
I've heard the same thing, and my mom's watching the kids at home because my wife's out of town. I think if my guys that drove me down here are willing to stay, I might watch a little bit of this game.
That hospitality room, look out, we're going to be coming for it here.
Yeah,
so.
I know the coaching staff for Seton Catholic. I've become pretty good friends with them, and I wouldn't mind seeing Seton. I know a lot of people in Section 4 complain about Seton Catholic, but I've come to, you know, become friends with a lot of the Seton Catholic people. They're longtime rivals of Norwich.
Sure.
The Norwich people are cringing right now that I would actually say this. So we're not playing them. So, you know, I'll cheer for the Seton Catholic kids.
Just a heads up, if you are a General Brown fan and you're still listening, since Norwich is the team that we cover, what we normally do in our broadcast is we give out three awards. We give out two awards to the winning team, one to the losing team. Since we cover Norwich all the time, we're going to give all three to Norwich. I definitely think General Brown was very deserving of some awards here today. This is my disclaimer because I just feel it's right to explain what I am doing because I just would not be seeing you guys to hand out our trophies. So that's going to be my disclaimer for the day.
If I'm a General Brown fan, if I was going to give it to anybody, I would give it to the Fields girl, but
she
I know
great.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
She was great. If I get a chance to watch some of the sectional, actually the state games now, I'm going to be looking for her. I was pretty impressed with her composure. She didn't crack a smile. I actually was watching her specifically at the award ceremony, and
yeah.
She can smile. She can. Can she smile? She can.
General Brown's going to be playing at 2:15 on Saturday in their semifinal up at Hudson Valley. So basically the Ds that we're going to be covering are going to play Friday, Saturday. A lot of the bigger schools play Saturday, Sunday. So that... you know, that's the case there if you want to keep following General Brown. All right, let's get into it. Our Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank. They're proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think Margaret Dewar, those 21 points, she was tremendous shooting the basketball. Both times Norwich started to get back into it is because of her shooting.
I've seen Margaret play a lot of basketball over the years, and I would say this is one of her better games, actually. She shot the ball really, really well. She was kind of like one of the last girls standing for Norwich a little bit out of the, you know, the big four that we talk about a lot with Norwich. She played well. You know, if the other girls kind of scored some other baskets, she was probably that girl that we've been talking about. It was her turn tonight.
It was.
The other girls just, you know, they kind of let Margaret have what she wanted to have tonight. She got her points and the other girls were shut down.
And Margaret will be going on to play Division III basketball at St. Lawrence next year. So
yeah, well-deserving. Margaret played very well. She had a good season, good player. We'll miss her in Norwich.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I think I'm going to go with Mackenzie Hess here. 14 points, but, you know, we call her the general. She does a little bit of everything, but I thought when Norwich started to get back into it again, she was kind of spearheading some of those steals and those nitty-gritty things that they needed to do. So I will give her our defense award here today.
I have really loved watching Mackenzie Hess play over the last, you know, year. I didn't really know her that well. I got to know her a little bit in class. She's very, very quiet. But I love watching her play basketball. I'm definitely going to watch her career, and she's going out to a small school in Buffalo.
Madai.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what she can do out there. I agree with you. She spearheaded a lot of you know, the steals in that press when we really needed it. I'm going to miss McKenzie. I know the Norris community will as well.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. It's happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think more than anything, she only had 6 points today, but the hustle, the grit, the effort, you hate to see her go out with the injury, but I mean, you could go Maddie Morris, but I think I'll go M. Evans here. She leaves it all out on the floor. Going to be playing D3 ball down in Pennsylvania next year at DeSales. And, you know, we wish her the best. Just a player that you know was going to leave it all out there today.
As I said before, Nate, on the radio, I'll say it again, and we can fight with anybody. Is there a tougher player in Section 4 girls basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know. If there is, I want to see her. But, man, Emily is tough. She's extremely tough, and she's probably the heart and soul of the basketball team. She's the sole captain of the girls basketball team. Obviously, the Norwich community is going to miss her. She was a fun one to watch over her career, and she'll bounce back. She'll have a good college career.
The SK boys lead 66-48 with just about a minute and a half left. So I think it is safe to say, hopefully we'll hang on here for another minute or so, that the SK boys could be going to Glens Falls. If SK hangs on to win, their semifinal will be at 9:30 in the morning on Friday. So that presents some difficult challenges. We have some regular programming on WCDO in the morning. So we're going to figure out a way to bring you that game one way or the other. Rich, I've talked about maybe just doing it online. So we would be streaming it on Twitter or the WCDO Facebook page. We're going to find a way to get that game done for you somehow if you're an SK fan.
That presents a lot of problems because that's the working day.
Yes, 9:30 in the morning. It's just, you know, they have so many games. I get it. The small schools sometimes, you know, get the short end of the stick there, but that's the way it is. So, and then the Franklin girls would be playing on Friday night at 6:15 back down in Albany.
Okay, so they're playing in Hudson Valley.
Yep.
6:15 Friday night. I'll have to see what I'm doing Friday night.
Here is the real problem. If both teams, say SK and say the Franklin girls, make the finals, okay. SK is playing in Glens Falls at 5:15. And then Franklin's playing at Hudson Valley at 8:45. I don't know logistically, with radio gear and everything would have to go extremely right to get those two games onto
Uh-oh.
The radio. So,
Uh-oh.
You know, we're just going to wait and see what happens. It's tough. You try to have a plan, but you can't plan for wins and losses, you know? So it's
Uh-oh. Flip a coin, Nate Lowe.
Very difficult. Very, very difficult because both those fan bases are tremendous to us.
I was just going to say rabid fan base from Class D.
And you want to be there to support them. I mean, it's the last two teams. And if the times were just a little bit more spread out, you know, say SK goes to overtime or something, you're in real trouble getting back to the Franklin game. And you got to pack up all your gear, and it's very tough.
So what do we got? What is that? I'm trying to do the math when I used to drive that way to go hiking all the time. Is that a 45-minute drive?
I think it's 45 minutes if everything goes well. You know, you got to get in and out the parking. You got to pack everything up. But, I mean, if anything, say that SK game goes long.
Right.
You're in real jeopardy of not getting back for Franklin.
Sounds like we got to clone Nate Lowe.
Well, we've had that discussion many times. So 68-52 is our final. The SK boys are going to represent Section 4 moving on to the Final Four in Class D. So congratulations to them. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast. I appreciate Jim giving us a little bit of an extra post-game show here. But, Rich, thanks for coming on, and maybe we will be seeing you again here if you want to follow Franklin with me.
Wow, maybe I will. I don't know. I have to talk to my wife.
I know you have the Franklin ties, so.
I've seen Franklin play, so I'm a little knowledgeable on Franklin. I'll see what I can do, Nate.
So the Norwich girls fall 72-52, a tremendous end to their season. SK boys win 68-52. Make sure you stay tuned to WCDOsports.com, NateLull.com. Follow me on Twitter and listen to WCDO this week. We'll be updating you on what exactly our plans are, but hotels are booked. I'm going to Glens Falls or Albany for the whole next weekend no matter what, so I am going to be there. So we'll have lots of good coverage for you. So a big thank you to Craig Stevens and Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Again, Norwich falls to General Brown, 72-52. SK boys move on with a 68-52 win over Chapel Field. We'll see you next weekend for the State Final Four on WCDO.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.